MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. The Otero County Commission has nominated State Representative of District 51, John Block, as its choice to fill the vacant State Senate District 33 seat after a joint meeting with the Lincoln County Commission to consider nominees. The nomination will be sent to Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham for consideration after former Senator Nick Paul resigned on October 14th. The Lincoln County Commission has called for a special meeting at 10 a.m. on Monday to vote on a nominee as well. Chavez County Commissioners have nominated former Lincoln County Commissioner Rex Wilson to fill the vacancy. The governor will choose from the names nominated by the county commissions before the start of the legislative session in January. For the past month, thousands of New Mexicans who receive SNAP benefits haven't known what to expect. But on Friday, the U.S. Supreme Court granted an emergency appeal to temporarily block a court order to fully fund SNAP payments, meaning the administration can temporarily continue with partial payments for SNAP. But Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham says New Mexican recipients will have full benefits this month because the state loaded the funds onto EBT cards before the Supreme Court's rulings. Despite the Supreme Court ruling for partial SNAP benefits, Lujan Grisham is still holding the special session she called for to start at noon on Monday. And an American Airlines flight from Dallas that was scheduled to arrive around 10 p.m. Thursday in Roswell had to turn around and return to Dallas because there was a malfunction in the anemometer, a piece of FAA equipment that measures airspeed and direction. The Roswell Air Center said with the equipment not working, pilots didn't have the wind information they needed to make a safe landing. Airport officials say nighttime flights arriving or departing Roswell depend on the automated equipment because the FAA only staffs the tower between 6 a.m. and 9 p.m. But airport officials say in the future, the National Weather Service will be able to deal with malfunctions and reset the equipment remotely. The flight from Dallas was able to fly to Roswell on Friday. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.